Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. And, wow, big day, big day. Hour number three is a full hour with Dr. Peter McCullough. And you're really going to want to tune in and listen to what Dr. McCullough has to say. He's got some breaking information that he's going to be sharing, the who, what, where, why, and how behind this vax hoax and the injuries associated with the vaccine. It's really going to be eye-opening for you, and some of this, I promise you, you don't know. Some of this you don't know, even as read in as many of you are, and as I had felt that I am, there's information that he has and another view of this that just makes it even bigger. So, full hour of that coming up. Also, Reverend Jim Harden is with us. His abortion prevention clinic, his pro-life clinic in Buffalo, was burned to the ground. They just recently reopened that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Jane's Revenge. Real terrorists burning down pro-life centers all across the country. No response from the FBI whatsoever. Oh, that's right. They're busy targeting average American citizens that love God, love the Bible, love the country, honor the rule of law, and believe in our Constitution. But, you know, why not? Let's see. Also, coming up on the program today, we've got, let me see, David Wormser. Dr. David Wormser is back from Israel. Just got back from Israel, as a matter of fact. And so very excited to hear from him about what's going on over there. Of course, the Palestinian hoax and all the nonsense that they're saying, and the relationship with Saudi Arabia. We'll talk a little bit about that, and just a number of things going on over in the Middle East, as well as Iran and what Iran is up to and what he learned while he was over there. Again, just got back from Israel, so we'll get that update from him. But waiting patiently right now, my good friend who starts each and every Monday with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government, Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be on, Pastor Greg. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. We didn't do a whole lot in India this weekend because we're gearing up. Big stuff coming up next weekend. Next Saturday, we will be doing a big pastor's outreach, as well as, we will be launching our, fifth sewing school. And then the following weekend, we'll be launching sewing schools 6 and 7. We're opening up 2 satellite sewing schools as well. So we're very excited about getting, our widows trained so that they can begin to feed their young families. These are young widows with young children. And if you'd like to help, you can. There's a couple of ways you can do that. You can go up here to the top to cgrwellness.com. Remember, at cgrwellness.com, sign up first. Register first before you purchase anything. Be sure you register first, free registration, cgrwellness.com, register. And then after you've registered, then you can go back and you can make your purchase at the cgrwellness.com link, and we'll get credit for that. And as Andy mentioned on Friday, if you've already purchased, please let us know. And you can do that by sending an email to PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can also support what we're doing over there through Cash App. That's the $@PastorGregCGR at Cash App, or at Venmo @Chosen-Generation-Radio. @Chosen-Generation-Radio. And, we will be most appreciative if you, would consider making a donation today, at whatever amount you feel, led to. We'll be very appreciative of that. All right, Rick, lots for us to discuss, by the way. I just buried your name. I was gonna put your name up, and then I just got rid of it. All right, Rick Manning is with us, or he's trying to be with us. We're having some connectivity difficulties with his phone. So give us just a second here. He's popping back in, and hopefully he will be on. It's one of those deals where you're sitting literally like almost on top of your router, and you're saying, okay, Mr. Router, I'm sitting literally right here on top of you. Don't you see me? A couple of things. Of course, we've got the FBI situation, and that's, I wish I could say that it was make-believe, but CBS has the story out. I know, fake news. But FBI and DHS warn of increased threats to law enforcement and government officials after the Mar-a-Lago search. Folks, seriously, think about this, okay? You've got an FBI that's going around breaking down and smashing in doors of average civilians. Yes, Mar-a-Lago is in the news. Everybody knows about the Mar-a-Lago situation. But tomorrow we'll talk with David Sumrall, who's got the documentary called Bloody Hill. And look, average Americans, just folks like you and me, if they think, you know, that I said something on this show that they didn't like, literally, as politically charged as they are right now, they might come kick my door down. Just on account of I said that, I think Joe Biden's doing illegal stuff, or I think Hunter Biden and his laptop ought to be exposed, or I think that, let me see, what
else? Yeah.
Yes. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a big problem. I think it's ironic that, you know, they've issued a warning and they're saying, oh, the judge who issued the subpoenas, getting, people are saying bad things about him, which they should. But, you know, remember, this is the same FBI, the same DOJ that didn't think protecting the Supreme Court justices at their home was warranted. Okay? They didn't protect the Supreme Court justices who ended up voting in favor of the Dobbs decision in terms of ending Roe v. Wade. They've left those Supreme Court justices naked in terms of being defended at their own homes, in spite of federal law specifically protecting them. So, you know, so now the FBI wakes up and says, oh, magistrate judge down in Palm Beach County, which is, by the way, one of the most liberal.
I think we lost Rick for a minute. So, you going to call me? Hang on, Mike. With one of those technical, fun little technical issues. There we go. Now we're connected. So I'm going to try calling Rick, and we're going to try and do it that way. I think it'll be easier.
Hi, you have reached Richard Manning.
Okay. You know, the other point that is important for us to make with regards to all this is if there is, and I doubt it, you know, think about this. You had a situation about 4 or 5 days ago where you had somebody that went by with a nail gun and shot a nail gun at the FBI offices, which is just dumb. But I can promise you, that, you know, the chances that that person is a actual true patriot is ridiculous, to say the least.
Pretty low. Call didn't work, so I'm back. Zoom refuses to let us go. So, what we're looking at, I mean, first of all, people just need to calm down. We have state attorney generals like Eric Schmidt from Missouri who are punching back hard. Through legal sources against the FBI, protecting their citizens, and so there are legal means to act. There's members of Congress, which we're strongly urging those members of Congress to not just say, "Oh, we're going to hold hearings in January."
We lost him for a minute. I'm sure he'll bounce back in just a second. You're cutting in and out. You're cutting in and out. Point being, that's the other thing. We've got the number up there, 202-224-3121. Call your congressman and tell them we don't want hearings. We want them to take action immediately to put a stop to the FBI and the Department of Justice and their politicization of their positions. And Rick, how would that be structured? Is it a bill? Is it, I mean, what needs to be done? How does the legislative body put this unruly mob back in order?
Manning 957.
There we go. Hey, Rick.
Hey, we're going to do it this way.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So how does, How do we do that with our members of Congress? What exactly is it that we need them to put together or put out there?
Well, what we want is we want them, the Department of Justice funding comes up in September. And so it'd be really nice if some of those members of Congress said, we're not, you know, we want to cut the funding of DOJ. And FBI specifically looking at their top brass and cut executive branch funding for the FBI and the DOJ, make Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray, the FBI director, feel the pinch in their own pockets. And it's basically saying, you know, we're not going to allow you to travel. We're not going to allow you to do certain things. You might have to cut down how many different little events you go to speak at around the country. So it's so there's things that can be, that Congress can do to send a real message in a way that people in Washington DC will understand. Okay. It's, and this is really, really important. people in Washington, D.C. don't, they sit there and they hear about people being upset in the hinterlands, and they sit there and it's, it has no meaning to them. Oh, they can't do anything. But if members of Congress go after their budget and cut their budget, that has real impact. And that's a, that's something which members of Congress can do. They have the power to do. They can do it right now, which is why I've put up on, I put up a take action, which we've got about 850,000 emails into into Republicans in Congress right now, urging them to take action and defund, part of the FBI, part of the, part of DOJ and be, use the power of the purse to send it, to actually do something. These are interesting. They're not relevant. They depend upon the Republicans being in control, which I, which is a, who knows if that's going to happen.
Right.
And it depends upon, it depends on them. You know, the hearings are meaningless for the simple reason. If the Republicans subpoena a member, Christopher Wray, and Christopher Wray says, I'm not showing up. And then they go to the U.S. attorney who works for Merrick Garland and says, we want you to enforce the subpoena and do what they did with, to Steve Bannon. The U.S. attorney won't file the case. The U.S. attorney won't prosecute the case. It happened with Eric Holder, who was found in contempt of Congress, not prosecuted. Right. So consequently, we have to make certain we take care of their, take away their money and not worry and not try to take away their freedom, because that ladder only works one way.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Rick Manning. In addition to this, there's a couple of other stories that are out there that I think are also worthy of us, you know, kind of taking a quick mention of, one of those. Wow. There we go. One of those has to do, with, Jamie Dimon warning about something worse than a recession. Back with more right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of your products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. It's interesting, Rick, because we were talking about this in the break regarding the, you know, what's coming. And I do want you very quickly to bring us up to speed with the potential of the food shortage. But the other piece to this is remember that under the Obama administration, the EPA was going to go after basically your home garden. And they were going to say, look, you can't grow food in your own backyard that they don't have control over. And now we're looking at a food shortage. But go ahead and speak to what you were talking about when I mentioned about Jamie Dimon and his recession predictions.
Right. Dimon puts something worse than a bad recession at between 20 and 30% probability. He gave a whole chart of different probabilities, but he was a quarter to one third of a chance that something worse than a recession is going to occur. It's been written about and talked about, you know, even Joe Biden talked about food shortages. And the domestic food shortages would have a incredibly negative economic effect. Right now we have food production problems, based on weather. So that's bad enough, but the EPA is currently going after weed killer. They're going after, various fertilizers and in places around the world where their governments have gone after those fertilizers, it's caused unrest. You have in, the Netherlands, you have farmers who are protesting. You have a government that fell in, Sri Lanka based upon the nation of, fertilizers and the farmers not being able to actually raise enough to make a living, let alone feed themselves, let alone feed the people. So that's really what's going on around the world. This is all part of the green agenda and it is dangerous. And don't ask me. I mean, look up Barron's. There's an article in Barron's I read this weekend about it. So Barron's, the financial publication, is writing about it. This is not a secret to the financial world. It's a secret to you and me.
Which is a very scary thought when you think about it, that, you know, the average American citizen is not aware. Again, you know, I go back to suggesting that you need to be probably making, you know, preparing your own food, getting your own food, making plans to grow your own food, so that you have something to be able to, you know, to support yourself. It's self-sufficiency, and neighbors helping neighbors is going to be critically important. And of course they don't want that. So they're trying to create situations to drive wedges between us. We'll talk about that coming up when I come back. Rick Manning, my guest, Americans for Limited Government. You can find him at GetLiberty.org. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Your support is helpful and important to us. It's important for us to get your support in order to be able to continue on. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And there it is, $ Pastor Greg CGR at the Cash App, $ Pastor Greg CGR. And then Venmo is at Chosen-Generation-Radio, Chosen-Generation-Radio. And please consider making a donation. And we've got these wonderful books, by the way, that we are giving away as gifts, and suggesting, you know, if you're interested in one of these, suggesting donations from $25 to $75 would be appropriate for these. So please consider that, because I don't want to undercut, you know, Mr. Dougherty's book, for example, is selling for $53 at Amazon. So we're not going to give it away for less than that. But I, you know, these are some very powerful books. Enough is Enough. This is Rick Scarborough's book, A Practical Guide to Political Action, Why Christians Must Be Engaged in This Process. This book by Don Jans, The Road to Tyranny, which is really talking about individualism versus collectivism. And it's a fictional story, but certainly based on facts from today. The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. Great book. And then, of course, this one, The Devil Inside the Beltway, Mike Dougherty, and, you know, the administrative state and what they're doing and the destruction they're bringing to our country. So, make your donation today, and we will, bless you with a gift in kind. Okay, so unity. You know, every time that America has faced an external enemy, America has always found a way to unite, to come together. Whether it was the Revolutionary War, when our founding fathers said, enough is enough, we're not going to continue to live under this oppression. And so even though each one of the colonies, which ultimately became states, had varying degrees of difference relative to doctrine, what they had that was the same was the Christian biblical understanding of the same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the same Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the understanding that Jesus came and that man had a sin nature and a sin problem and that Christ was the only one that could fix it, a common faith, if you will. And that common faith is what always managed to bring people together. That ability to be able to pray together and know that you were praying to the same God together was unifying. Ephesians chapter 4 talks about that. It says now, in verse 9, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? That he descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, they grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. That's Ephesians 4, 9 through 16. And that unity in the faith is not an ecumenical unity of you believe what you want to believe and you believe in the God you want to believe in and I'll believe in the God that I want to believe in and so on. That's not what it's about. It's about belief in the one God. It's about belief in the one Savior, Jesus Christ, who says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. That is a unifying message, and it has been America's unifying message for 200 years. Only in the last probably 40, 50 years has that begun to be called into question, and the question of whether or not America is in fact a Christian nation especially has been called into question since, well, 2008, right? When you had a president that stood behind a microphone and said America is not a Christian nation, and they began changing the school textbooks and attempting to change real history. It's what has fragmented our country. And then they've changed the view of what Christianity looks like and what church should look like. The idea of the church being the place where the banner of social justice is brought about. You see, if Christian morality and Christian belief is, hang on one second. Okay. So if Christian morality and Christian belief were actually still being practiced at the center of what we do, our founding fathers were driving towards, and they made the statement, all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights by their creator. That meant exactly what it said. All men. Not certain men, but all men. And that is the understanding that every single one of us comes from Adam and Eve. We all begin at the same place. And through one man, Adam, sin entered the world, and through another man, Jesus Christ, the issue, the problem of sin was resolved. There is that commonality of faith, that commonality of belief, and that equality. And so if Christian virtue is truly being practiced, then equality is also being practiced. And where there's not equality, where that doesn't exist, then there's not that. Now, equality does not mean equity. Equality means that you and I both are given tools to use, and we have an opportunity to use those tools. How we use those tools and the abilities that we bring and so on determine the growth level that we have and what happens next. And with that being said, you know, if certain individuals are born in certain places or are born to certain parents, again, these are all decisions and choices that have been made by the individuals who are doing the work and working to achieve those goals and so forth. And where we see that there is inequality, then we apply the biblical principles of faith. And we try to create the opportunities, but it again falls back to the choices that people will make. Whom will you serve and what will you choose? I set before you this day life and death. Will you choose life or will you not choose life? The choice is up to the individual. And our American system was created with the idea of everyone having those choices and those opportunities. And based on faith and a common faith, it was also based on us being able to, in times of debate, if you will, finding a way to come back to that commonality of faith. That is the reason why the progressives have attacked the church, so that they could attack that base of faith, so they could attack the thing, the glue that has held us together. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the king. On the other.
Gosh.
And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining me. I know you have a choice on where you can listen, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. All right, so let me just close out what I was talking about by just saying this. Faith has always been a grounding place where we could come together, irrespective of different ideas of how our country was supposed to work or policies or different things of that nature. Faith was a way, it was a virtuous way for us to always be able to come together. And Jesus Christ was a rallying place for that kind of faith. Unfortunately, that has been significantly splintered, both within the church and outside of the church. And that is something, ladies and gentlemen, that as Christians, we have got to be praying against this divisiveness and this division. and praying for peace and praying that the body of Christ will come back together and fully and truly repent. All right, there's a big story that I think is going to get bigger. I hope it's going to get bigger. I hope more people are going to be paying attention to this. The IRS is hiring, as many of you may already know, up to 87,000 agents is what they've been authorized to hire. What you may not know is that a lot of those agents are being targeted specifically at Texas. And this makes a tremendous amount of sense to me because Texas is the second most influential, and some would say the most influential. It certainly is. I think Texas and Florida are the leaders when it comes to the conservative movement. Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, I have issues with Governor Abbott, relative to some of the policies and the things that he does. I just have issues with those things and I've shared them, here on the program. But setting that aside, Texans as a whole are leaders when it comes to the conservative movement. And as such, and since Greg Abbott has kind of been almost schizophrenic when it comes to this issue, because on the one hand, let me just give you just kind of a quick example. Abbott has said that Texas will hire dissatisfied FBI agents after the raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago. An article from the 10th of August by Brad Johnson in what's called the Texan.news, which I would encourage you, by the way, to sign up for the Texan.news. I would also encourage you to consider signing up for CurrentRevolt.com. CurrentRevolt.com. But in that Texan news article, it talks about that. This is not the first time that Abbott has made such an offer. He has made offers before for dissatisfied agents. For example, dissatisfied Border Patrol agents to come to work for our DPS so that they can help secure the Texas border. Those that are against the Biden open border policy. So not brand new news. That being said, that puts Texas squarely in the crosshairs of this radical progressive administration that has politicized the DOJ and the Attorney General and is going after Bible-believing, Christian, constitutional, Bill of Rights supporting and so on, individuals that believe in actual true American values, that believe in our Bill of Rights. If you flash the 2A sign, you are now considered to be potentially a militia violent extremist. I mean, how insane is it that if you believe in freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to redress the government, freedom to gather together, and by the way, these entities that I'm talking about who really are representing a free press, if you believe in those things, if you believe in my ability as a pastor, as a minister of God, to be able to speak against things that are coming against Christianity, that are against God, that are against Christianity, and that are against our country, which I believe that the United States of America has a calling from God to present the gospel, to go forward and present the gospel, that it is a Christian nation, and that those that are promoting, as this particular administration certainly is, anti-God, atheism, secular humanism, pornography to children, and so on, these are things that we must speak out about and speak against. So, very quickly, the IRS apparently is planning to use a loophole to hire thousands of potential Antifa right here in Texas. Yes, you heard me correctly. The IRS is going to hire 87,000 employees after receiving funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. And there is, according to an article that has been published at Current Revolt, a loophole called the Direct Hire Authority, which enables an agency to hire, after public notice is given, any qualified applicant without regard to a particular piece of information that, and it expedites hiring by eliminating competitive rating and ranking, veterans preference, and rule 3 of the procedures. And so it's supposed to be difficult to get this, but apparently with this new deal, they've got it. COVID-19 vaccine requirements and all this other kind of stuff. Anyway, there's a job opening. The job opening allows them to hire these Antifa thugs. And now, you know, this is what they'll do. So they're going to put a badge on bad guys, bad actors. And then under the guise of being a part of the IRS, potentially send them in here to Texas to try to shut down conservative businesses, churches, ministries, whatever else, okay? Anything else that is not flowing and in line with this administration. Folks, this is Banana Republic kind of stuff. This is absolutely 100% Banana Republic kind of stuff. And we'll continue to talk about it here on the program. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to be bringing the Current Revolt on this week to have a conversation about it. Tomorrow, David Sumrall is with us. David Lowry is with us. Victor Avila is with us. Victor Avila, Ward Connerly is with us. Matt Long is with us. And tomorrow evening, I'll be on, Dr. T's Happy Hour. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's Happy Hour. I'll be on that tomorrow. We thank you all for tuning in. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up after this. Be sure and sign up at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. We've got a lot of great emails. We send out a number of emails each and every day, keeping you informed and up to date with what's really going on in the news, what's really going on in your nation. It's our responsibility as believers to be engaged and to be involved. Back with more coming up right after this.
These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morky's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason. They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear,
then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.